Recently, an article about the fake stories in the primary school textbook on Chinese language has gone viral. Internet users say that they only realized many stories have factual mistakes after they're all grown up. However, some experts argue that the purpose of the Chinese education is not to teach these facts, but it's to appreciate the beauty of literature. So, how many fake stories do we have? Is it prevalent in these Chinese
Well, let's
textbooks?
talk about the example, the main example. The article summarized several mistakes in some Chinese textbooks. For example, a story named Thomas Edison Helps to Save His Mother mentioned a 7-year-old, Thomas Alva Edison, saving his mother during her appendicitis surgery by using mirrors to reflect the light of the candles to enhance the lightness in the room. Well, the fact of the matter is that according to this article, the earliest appendicitis surgery happened in 1886. And for you guys that aren't familiar with when Mr. Edison was born at that time, at 1886, he was 40 years old, far away from seven. So, there's another example, and that is a story of a grade five student. I guess the story describes a special relationship between human beings and elephants in Thailand. It says, "In Thailand, it is natural to come across elephants on the road or in the forest. Don't be surprised by the encounter, because elephants are familiar with human beings. When they see you, they wag their tails and wag their ears," something along these lines. It's just man and elephant come together in some symbiotic relationship.
Oh.
Fact of the matter is that's not true. It requires a lot of training to see this kind of harmonious relationship that happens with elephants, and sometimes that training can be kind of cruel. But basically, guys, looking at this Thomas Edison story, people are like, "Well, that's ridiculous. A 7-year-old Thomas Edison saving the world and his mother. This is just too much for me." The idea, I guess, came from a movie, a U.S. movie that was, I guess, produced in the 1940s, named Young Thomas Edison, in which he saves his mother, as described. But I guess this is bringing up a kind of issue here, maybe an ethical issue, that these kids, they're reading these textbooks. It's based in some kind of reality. I mean, Thomas Edison was a real person, a historical figure, if you will. Yet he never did this kind of act of saving his mom during her appendicitis surgery at the age of seven.
Yes, and if that story is only a little bit wrong because maybe he did something to help, maybe for another surgery. Anyway, it could happen, but for the elephant story, I feel like it's just very dangerous for kids. What if they never know in the future about the real situation of elephants and human beings, and they went to Thailand for a tourist trip, and then they decided to go near the very friendly and nice elephants and got trampled or something. So it could be very dangerous. So I feel like if it's in a textbook, of course there should be fact checks.
Yeah, but there's also not books about light sockets and these kind of things to keep your kid from touching those. I mean, at the end of the day, you as a parent are going to be the end all from your kid running around and putting things in their mouth. There doesn't need to be a story about that to teach them a life lesson. You as a parent need to be the last line of defense for your kid. Now, I will say that I think this is perfectly fine. You got books like Huckleberry Finn, which was not a real person, but Mark Twain based him in an actual time period when this American history had happened. There's tons of literature that I think has a basis in history. Yet we love to kind of mix history and literature together, and sometimes it's not real. But I mean, for me, this the first thing that came to my mind was, if we follow the kind of logic, the ethical side that says, don't write these kind of books because kids are going to go hug elephants and they're going to get squashed. Okay, I get that, but at the same time, like, what about Santa Claus? And for the longest time, I'll tell you that my parents told me Santa Claus existed, and it added magic to my life. I remember it made my childhood magical. And I've had actually arguments with other people that are very stern about childhood, and they're like, you shouldn't lie to your kid. But for me, I was like, no. My mom would take it to a new level. She would put out milk and cookies and, you know, for Santa Claus that night, tell us to go to bed. She'd eat the milk and cookies, leave a little bit there. But we were convinced that Santa Claus visited. When I found out the information that, oh, actually, Santa Claus doesn't really, or, you know, whatever. You know, I found out something. Anyways, it didn't destroy me.
See, Ryan, your cute, fun little story there is called protecting your child's innocence. It's different. It's for parents, they want to create a fairy tale for you. They want you to believe all the good and nice in the world, and that is perfectly okay. But when it's in the textbook, there has some problem. Let's say, why do people put these kind of stories in there? It's not only because they want you to appreciate the literature. They want to put some ideas in your mind. And if the story is even fake, who to say that the idea is right? And maybe in another way, maybe the idea is good and you want to put that idea into a kid's mind. But this is the time where you can go on the internet and check the facts, all of it. What if you check the facts and the kids decided, okay, the story is fake, so I don't want to believe in the idea at all. So who's to blame then?
Well, okay, look at every cartoon a kid watches. Do you think it's based in reality? Yet it's telling Care Bears to blow love out of their chest at an evil problem, and it goes away, and kids are like, I'm going to go face all my problems with my stomach out, you know? That's not going to fix your problems. There comes a line where I think kids can understand, or at least see, that there's imagination, and I don't think it's wrong for kids to believe that imagination's okay, and to read books that are based in imagination, The Cat in the Hat, you know, Green Eggs and Ham, these kind of things. They're children's book. There's not actually Green Eggs and Ham, New Hungland.
First of all, there are cases where kids falling out of the building because they've seen some weird cartoon and decided they're Superman or something, so they hurt themselves. So that can be a problem for some parents. And second, we're not talking about cartoon. We are talking about the articles. No, it's not the same, because they have a historical basis. That is to say, the kids may believe that is what happened because you have a year, you have a name, it's a famous person. So they won't feel like this is imagination. This is not a fact. This is something that is only fiction literature. I get for adults that you believe that truth is always interwoven with fabrication or fiction in some way, but kids doesn't know that, and we should make it clear that they have something that they can believe in, they can have no second doubt too.
I mean, I got a news flash for you too, though. Actually, Saint Nick, Santa Claus, was a real person, so should we just scratch that out of the books, not tell kids this stuff, because they're going to believe in something that maybe is, you know, whatever. You know, it's basically, I'm not going to sit here and talk about Santa Claus all day, but I think all these things come to the same forefront. The reason why I brought up the cartoons, you're saying everything needs to be, if it's going to be part truthful, it needs to be 100% truthful. I just don't think that actually, you're talking about elephants in this book living in harmony in Thailand, but at the same time, there's probably tons of cartoons where man and beast walk around together, or beast talks to animal. I don't think kids go out there and try to talk to cats and dogs as much. I think they realize that this is not something that's based in reality. I mean, and at the same time, I think it's okay that kids kind of get to live in this maybe make-believe world a little bit, because the real world is sometimes really real. And so if a kid can escape to some kind of more fun place, I'm all about that.
I can totally understand that feeling. And once you are exposed to what the real world is about, you sometimes even wish that you can retrieve to the childlike imaginations and that more magical and interesting little world that we used to live in.
Or as, you can go to Disneyland.
Yeah, but when I went as a grown-up, it felt completely different. I couldn't appreciate it as much. And I think the part that people are not happy about is that we seem to think that textbooks are different from child literature, and that textbooks is something that you should be able to fully believe in. And the facts that's printed in that piece of paper is something that children will take it sort of like the Bible, metaphorically speaking, as in we will recite it and we will think that this should be truth, reality, and words that have passed fact-checking tests, until later on when you realize, like that story you guys cited in the very beginning about Thomas Edison, that story simply cannot happen. Physics does not work that way. And then it's these really like basic errors that throw us off guard. And I think there are different eras. There's the things that are factually incorrect when real people existed in history, and then facts don't add up. And there are also other problems when the origin of the story doesn't add up, or sometimes there's basic physics laws that doesn't really add up in these articles, but it's mainly to seem to communicate a particular message to people, when it seems like literature or facts become secondary, when it's actually the message that matters more. Who cares about the message? Well, it's not something that should be the priority for these kids.
I think it's also, you know, in the U.S. we have George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. That never really happened. But these kind of stories actually do serve a purpose at the same time. Though it didn't happen, it's teaching a moral of a historical human being that people respect, and to teach a moral to little kids that maybe they idolize. So at the same time, I could see some good coming from this kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But I still think facts should be facts. That's not something that we can bend, because I think we need people to understand the real physical rules, for example, and certain things that should not be wronged in any way. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yohong Lin.